Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Just about 12 minutes left in the program here with RCPD Director Brad Schoen. Time flies when you're talking about some of these issues. And I wanted to go back and follow up on a question. You were talking about the school resource officers.
Sure.
And when it comes to how many you have and when you deploy them out to schools, what is that criteria like? Is it by building? Is it by number of students? How
right.
does that work?
Well, I can tell you at the national level, I don't know that there's any established criteria that say for, you know, this many students, you know, or for this many buildings or for the square footage of the building, you need X number of school resource officers. It's almost, actually not almost, as far as I know, it's exclusively a local decision. So here locally, when we had that decision, it was a building assignment. So for every high school, we would assign one. But, you know, when we looked at the size of the schools up north, for example, they're being relatively small, it didn't seem to make a lot of sense to do that. And there's a financial part of this that comes in play as well. And so local communities, in my experience, have to weigh the security concerns they've got with the financial concerns they have, and some to come to some sort of a balance between those two. I think that probably most appropriately occurs at the local level. You know, and we were kind of talking offline about what can you – I mean, you can make schools secure. You know, you can turn them into a fortress. You can have a process similar to getting on a plane at the airport now. I mean, it's more secure. There's no question. People aren't big fans of it, but it's more secure. Do we want schools run like that? Do we want schools – I mean, these are societal questions. How many cops do you want to have up there? How secure do you want your facility to be? Does it involve screenings to get in? What about bulletproof glass? What about – I mean, security experts can outline a bunch of steps to make schools safer. And I think that all those things cost money. It's just like you pointed out offline, we were talking about mental health. You know, it all costs money. The shootings are tragic. They're terrible. One death is too many. But at a societal level, what happens is somehow that discussion always balances out in what are people willing to either A, tolerate in the way of the modifications it would mean to the current system, or B, what's it going to cost? And typically it's both of those that get considered. And I think that was true here locally. I know the school district here locally is concerned with security because we've had those conversations with them. And I know that we're concerned with it. But again, you know, when you look at how much all these things cost, at some point you have to say, okay, what do we as a society want to do? And when these things happen, a lot of times people look at the cops and say, well, why didn't we do this or why didn't we have more of that? You know, okay. And to the extent that the trauma of those incidents generates these sorts of questions, I understand that. But ultimately, the police operate within the constraints society sets for them. So those, you know, it's kind of like the question we had on the why can people who have mental illness get these sort of guns? A whole lot flows from that. You know, what do you mean by mentally ill? I mean, what's sufficient to qualify to prohibit you from getting a gun for the rest of your life? Well, the same really kind of applies to the security of a facility like a school. What do you really mean? What are you willing to have it look like? How difficult are you willing to have it for the staff and the kids to get in? What does that do to the kids when they come in like that and get searched every day? Is that in a free society, do you want those searches going on every day? There's a lot of questions there that need to be resolved, again, at a societal level. And to the extent that conversation involves the police, okay, I mean, I get it. We've, you know, clearly got some thoughts on that. And we have organizations that we can get to speak for us on our behalf. We can come to a collective decision about what that should be, whether it's the IACP, the International Association of Chiefs of Police, or the Kansas Association of Chiefs of Police locally, or the Sheriff's Associations, or the Peace Officers Association. I mean, there are a number of associations that I'm sure we could get together and say, okay, here's what we think ought to happen. But that's only part of the conversation.
And we do have another phone call. Caller, you are on In Focus. Thanks so patiently for waiting. You're on air.
Yes, I just have a question. I'm wondering if Officer Schoen would address the efficiency, the practicality, the safety of arming the teachers to make our schools safer, and I'll go off and I'll listen.
Well, I thank the caller for putting me on the hot seat there. Yeah.
Well, I was about to.
So. Oh, thank you very much. Would you pay her to call in?
Is that how it worked?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I work in radio. I don't have money to pay people to call in.
Oh.
I can't do that.
Dave's applauding over there. Well, here's the deal. Would an individual teacher, I mean, let's just kind of work our way through a couple of scenarios here. Would an individual teacher have the capacity to stop a situation like this if they were armed? Yeah, probably so. But most of the teachers I know, and my son and daughter-in-law are teachers, by the way, they didn't get into the profession to do that. That's not why they're there. You know, that's why when we had the training I was describing to you earlier that some of the 383 staff attended, they had very, I mean, you watched a couple of them. It was heartrending to watch their response. You could see what they were doing was they were envisioning themselves in that scenario with their students lying there injured instead of somebody who had fake blood and fake holes in them, you know. And that's traumatic for them. They approach these things differently than the cops do. So I'm not sure that it would be particularly successful, although I think there are probably some teachers who would have the capacity to do what was necessary should the need arise and they were armed. But that's only one part of the equation. It's kind of interesting how the callers keep pointing up things we've talked about offline. Here's another part of the equation. So then you got this school shooting going on. You've got two or three teachers running around with guns, and the cops show up. All the cops know when they show up is there's a school shooting, and maybe they got a suspect description. But I can't begin to describe to you the amount of chaos that happens when these sorts of things occur. Now, we've not experienced one locally, but I can tell you, when you have an active, ongoing situation with shots fired, we haven't had a school shooting, but we've had scenarios with shots being fired.
Recently, actually, not that long ago, with the guy that pulled himself up.
Right. Yeah. It's chaos, and it takes a while to sort through what's going on. So I would suggest that probably the last thing you want is a bunch of people running around with guns beside the guy that you're really after. Because keep in mind how we're training now. Get in, get to the sound of the gunfire, resolve the situation. If you're the cop and you walk in and you see someone with a gun, you say, hey, shout at him, drop that gun. They're the teacher. They're thinking, I'm no threat. They turn around to tell you, hey, so-and-so saw the guy running. When they turn to face you with that gun in their hand and there's been shooting going on in that hallway, what do you think the cop's going to do? I mean, you can just picture this ending badly, okay? So I think there are probably reasons to not do that. That my guess would be probably outweigh the need to have it. But that doesn't mean, as I said earlier, that one teacher who was armed couldn't solve it if they were so inclined. And maybe they do it before the cops even show up, you know, and then it's not an issue. But cops don't have that kind of luck. It doesn't work that way. You know, I mean, you can have, I heard this the other day at this training I was at, you can have somebody drive by a house and spray an AK-47 at it, and the house has holes and everybody's fine. Cops fire one round trying to hit the right guy. Three blocks away, there's a nun in a crosswalk. Who do you think the cops are going to hit? I mean, that's just the way it happens. And so to us, anything we can do to minimize confusion at a scene is probably a good thing, and I'm going to suggest to you that that would probably contribute to the confusion.
Especially chaos in real time. Dave, did you have something?
Yeah, and Brad, my daughter and I, my daughter is soon to be a teacher, and we had this conversation the other day. She asked me, what do I think about teachers carrying guns? And it's just like, you know, it scares me that we are even having this conversation. But I think one of the other concerns is, you know, there are students who in a classroom become unruly who could easily overpower a teacher.
Oh, surely.
And gain access to that weapon. And that creates a bad scenario as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you see that happen with police officers' cases. Mm-hmm. During the course of my career, I couldn't tell you the number of times we've had people we get in fights with who try to take the gun from the officer. Now, I can tell you there's certain equipment we have that's designed to help defeat that. I'm not going to go into what it is or, you know, how it works for obvious reasons. But I'm going to guess that the average Joe who walks around with his gun on his hip in Walmart does not have that gear that we have. And I suspect that, you know, most civilians probably would be in the same boat. So, yeah, it's just another complicating factor. I agree. It's a concern. It's disappointing we have to be thinking about those things on a societal level. But disappointment doesn't negate the need to think deeply enough about it in order to figure out what we need to do. And I think everybody agrees on that. Now we just have to get the reasonable people having the discussion and forget the people at the extremes, because anytime you let the people at the extremes drive the discussion, and there are extremes on both the left and the right when it comes to this gun issue, let's be frank. Anytime you let them drive the discussion, you're not going to get anywhere. Those people in the middle need to take the discussion back.
And in the middle, there is no one magic answer in the middle either.
No.
It's a compromise on a bunch of different magical answers. It's plural on that.
Surely. Oh, yeah. I mean, we've been talking a lot about the gun side, but, you know, let's not forget we started off with the mental health side.
Right.
You know, if you could solve either one of those problems, you wouldn't have this issue. I mean, but what are the chances you're going to ever get all the guns out of American society? Probably pretty slim. What are the chances we're going to go back to the 60s and 80s when we had institutions designed to care for people with mental health issues. And do we want to? Because honestly, some of those institutions weren't particularly adept at doing what they were doing, and we were warehousing some people. So, I mean, there's a lot of talk and a lot of thinking needs to go on here. And it's going to boil down to the same sort of thing we were talking about on the school resource officer side. Do we want our society to look like that, and are we willing to pay for it?
Because it's not cheap.
No, it won't be cheap. I agree.
Yeah. And especially in a time right now in the state of Kansas, especially, this is obviously a national topic of discussion, but to localize what you were just saying, Brad, to the state of Kansas, this is a state when it comes to school funding. I mean, we're having a
right
debate, and teachers are, we're just trying to pay teachers and keeping schools supplied as they are, adding all that extra cost.
Right.
Who knows how that goes? This is obviously a discussion that
will
keep
go on.
Going.
Yes,
it will keep going. Will. Thanks so much for coming in
Not
and talking
problem.
About those things with
yeah,
us. And
yeah, and to the extent
that
it helps people figure out what they think about it, okay. And you know what? If you disagree with me, I won't be surprised. There's a lot of disagreement everywhere about this issue.
Thanks so much. RCPD Director Brad Schoen. If you missed any of this show, you can go online, newsradiokman.com, a little later today and have the whole thing on demand for you to catch up. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Good job this morning, Brady, and thank you, Director Schoen, for joining us this morning. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick. The game this afternoon, Manhattan High at Shawnee Heights. K-State basketball tomorrow, baseball too. Have a great weekend.